The Sounds of the Mountains Storytelling Festival is an annual event, and this year features an NPR favorite, commentator, playwright, and storyteller Kevin Kling. You probably know his voice.
3 weeks before they open him again, and he figures a lot of unpleasantness could happen before they find our bodies. So I go into the corner, and I curl up, and I fall asleep. The next day, I wake up to find the boxcar isn't moving anymore. I look out the door to find we've been uncoupled from the rest of the train. Bob says, don't worry, there'll be a train along here any time now.
Other performers include Donald Davis, the Company Store Band, and Doug Elliott, with a triple act as an herbalist, a storyteller, and a singer.
We're way down south, where I was born. We're raising greasy greens and corn. We're sweet potatoes and black-eyed peas. Green tomato, mama, now pecan trees. They sure are good.
Festival tellers Alan Hull and Geraldine Buckley say there's a power of storytelling, soothing to the soul in good times and bad.
One of the purposes of our festival is for people to come and step out of the real world for a while, sit and relax. Not that you can ignore or run away from the events of the world, but that you can have a respite from it.
Storytelling often is like being on a magic carpet ride because it takes you out of yourself. And storytelling does transport you. And it is wonderful to be able to go to a different place, to go to a different world, and just be able to forget this world for a time.
The festival takes place, rain or shine, at Camp Bethel in Fincastle, Friday and Saturday. I'm Connie Stevens.